Hackman and Orson's Newsport Pod, where we go behind the scenes of our pupils' cool stories that they do outside of school. If you want to hear them.
Welcome back to Behind the Newsboard, the podcast where we dive into the talent and triumphs hidden within our school halls.
Today we're trading the athletics track for the stage. We're joined by the reigning champions of this year's Battle of the Bands. They took on Rock Anthem and quite literally blew the roof off.
They are Year 12 A-level music students who proved that you don't need a traditional bass guitar to find your groove. Please welcome Lucy, Rocco, Neve, Aiden and Ollie, better known as the Mysterious Oysters.
Great stuff. Right, so first things first, we have to talk about the name.
Okay. The Mysterious... There's a great story behind this.
Yeah.
Mysterious, it's a bold choice. Where did it come from? And were there any other names in the running?
So I said it sarcastically, like trying to think of like the stupidest name we could have that no one would find funny. And I was like, but I didn't want to call us that. I didn't want us to be called that. And then everyone just kind of like agreed, like let's be annoying and just.
We left it longer and longer until we were just like we're actually going to go with the Mysterious Oysters. And then whenever people ask us that, we'll tell them it was Ollie's idea.
But it wasn't.
It absolutely was your idea. But I think we had a discussion where it's sort of we almost called ourselves like Oyster Jam.
There was credits to Robbie Turner because he suggested that Pearl Jam. You could swap out pearl for oyster, and so we could be oyster jam.
Because it's
oysters, because that's a very typical theme for a rock band.
I think oyster marmalade was like the best one.
we had to cut that one.
Yeah.
You're all Year 12 music students, which usually means you're analysing Bach or Mozart. How did it feel switching from a classroom to a full-blown rock performance? Does the A-level background make you more critical of each other during rehearsals?
I mean, for our A-level, we do rock as well. So we have a bit of a sort of background in that. But also, I think we're all pretty experienced with playing rock instruments themselves.
Mm.
So I think it was okay for being critical with each other.
It was a bloodbath.
Yeah.
Lucy was a monster.
Everyone smashed guitars.
No, I agree. I think the fact that we were all A-level students just meant it was easier to sort of get a group together because, you know, we're in that class, so you sort of know anyone in that class is doing A-level music and they're, you know, obviously, but they play an instrument, so it just helped us get the group together. But we all got along beforehand as well, so.
Awesome.
How did the five of you come together? Was it a shared love for 70s rock or just being the only people in the department who knew how to plug in an amp?
Oof, nice one.
That's difficult. I mean, yeah, as you said, we were all friends before, so I guess it was kind of just a fun thing. I mean, I joined slightly later than you guys because I thought, oh, this sounds fun, so I might as well join in.
Yeah, I think Lucy and I wanted to do it, and Ollie almost formed a group and then said he regretted not forming one, so he sort of joined us, brought Aiden along with him, and then later we got Neve involved, I think, sort of a chronology of that.
You have to ask this one, I can't ask this one.
Right, okay. This one.
Mm.
You chose Tie Your Mother Down by Queen. That's not a beginner song. You've got Brian May's iconic guitar riffs and Freddie Mercury's vocal range. Why that specific track?
Ollie chose it.
Again, all the blame on Ollie. Yeah.
Well, because we formed a bit later, I think there are already people doing lots of the more well-known ones. But also, I don't know, I just wanted like a impressive one or one where you're kind of like showing off a bit. So,
you
I just like...
You got
yeah.
back yourself.
Yeah,
nice.
So it's one of the more kind of ambitious ones. So I thought
and
it's pretty cool.
It won.
Yeah.
Ollie.
It's also one of like the heavier kind of more,
You
know, more like... Led Zeppelin, you kind of just straight up like heavy riffs and fast, as opposed to their more like pop opera kind of things.
Before your solo, like in rehearsals, we were discussing, we like changed the structure of the song. Like normally in the song, it ends on like just A, I think like repeated A chord, but you wanted to change it so that we did another verse and a chorus, and then we also like me, Ollie and Aiden met up a couple extra times to practice like the timing of certain parts of the solo that we'd all be doing hits at the same time. So Ollie really put a lot of effort into making the ending of the song a lot more epic.
Let's talk tech. You guys had a unique setup. Two guitars, drums, but the bass part was played on a keyboard. As music students, was it a stylistic choice to modernise the sound, or just a we need a bass player emergency?
Yeah, basically that, because I can't play many rock instruments. I mean, I can sing, and I was doing backing vocals, and then I said, oh, I could do the bass line on the piano, and so we just evolved from there.
Because Lucy couldn't sing and play bass at the same time.
I sometimes can, because I do play bass guitar, sometimes I can sing at the same time, but for that song, it was just that difficult that I probably wouldn't be able to concentrate on both parts at once.
It's what the Doors did. They didn't have a bass player.
We're literally the Doors.
So the Queen sound is famous for those big harmonies. With a lead singer and backing vocals, how much time did you spend in practice rooms getting the oohs and ahs just right?
I think we did one free.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very productive free.
I mean, I did some rehearsals at home trying to like pick out the different notes, but then I realised that there's like three people singing at the same time, so I can't sing three people's parts at the same time, so I just chose the nicest one for me to sing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if that's a slap in the face for the others. It didn't win that you only did one free period together.
We rehearsed a lot.
Yeah. Oh, you rehearsed.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it was just us two singers. Yeah.
I think it's easier to have to find the better harmonies when it's got the whole like instrumentation as well, I think.
If Brian May walked into the hall during your sound check, who would be the first to stop?
Ollie.
Yeah, I think so.
And if the keyboard bass is the future of rock, or do you secretly miss four string?
I think it could be the future of rock, but I think it was more just what worked for us with the people that we had and the people we were doing it with.
Mm.
Now, you know, when we rehearse at the moment, we sometimes have Lucy on bass, or sometimes we have someone else playing bass for us, and Neve does like the more conventional piano parts to songs. Mm. But for the track we were doing and the, you know, resources we had at the time, I think it worked really well. But who's to say whether that's a trend we've set or
trendsetters?
Exactly. Yeah.
Battle of the bands can be brutal. You're backstage, you hear the other bands treading. How are the nerves? Was there a specific moment during the performance where you thought, yeah, we've actually got this?
Ooh, I think it was probably your friends when they started holding up words on their iPads.
and yours as well. Our friends were, some of our friends came to watch us, so because of the lighting, the crowd is basically pitch black, but they put word on their phones, so there was a row of "We love you, Rocco," and a row of "We hate you, Lucy." but it's all, you know, the support was really nice to see.
It sort of relaxed us as well, I think. I think for me, I was definitely very nervous before going on. But getting up there and just sort of starting it, and since we've done it so many times, it just sort of felt more relaxing as the performance went on, to be honest.
Mm.
Muscle memory.
Yeah.
I had a couple of people, I think it was Aiden, said to me, like, because the song doesn't start with drums, it starts with the rhythm guitar. Aiden said to me so many times, like, don't start it too fast. I immediately started way faster than we practiced. But yeah, no, I mean, as far as the other groups go, because I'd been helping at Rockistry for a couple of weeks, it was sort of surprising to see how much better a lot of those groups were at the actual performance, because it was like clear that they'd been putting a lot of work outside of just like the mandate, like Rockistry practice time. Because I remember like listening to groups get way better over the course of the term as they practice, and then like seeing that actual performance was like really cool. So like, you know, I think there were a couple of moments I was like, wow, that group had such a fantastic vocalist, or that group had such a fantastic section of this song. I was like, they have a real shot of this. But I think our performance went really well as well.
That's very nice of you to say, Rocco. Very humble. This is all for the other people listening, I'm sure. Winning isn't just about the trophy. Obviously, it's about the street cred and the music block. Has life changed in the corridors, like, since you've won? Do people ask for a signature, or
maybe for about a week? I forgot about it.
I had one of like ages ago, and I was in year 8 or 9, like, the next day, someone was like, oh, you played in Battle of the Bands last night, I recognise you. Like, but, like, nothing since then.
Was that nicer?
Yeah.
Nice. yeah, I had a couple of the people I know from Rocker's 3D like, oh, so how did you set that up? How did you pull the strings to make sure you guys won? You know, teasing. But yeah, no, it was good fun. It was good fun just like telling people that we'd won it, because not a lot of people even knew it was happening in like older years. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's time for the quick fire round. Short answers only. Are you ready, oysters?
Yeah.
Right, best Queen song that isn't Bohemian Rhapsody.
Lily of the Valley. That's my favourite. Lily of the Valley.
I like Don't Stop Me Now. I think it's my favourite.
Mm. Yeah, same.
Under Pressure, I like the David Bowie bridge.
Yeah, we are the champions.
Oh, it's a good mix.
Good. Who is the loudest in the rehearsal room?
Rocco.
Well, there was that one time when you were singing because we didn't have a mic that was working, and you had to belt the entire song over two guitars
really
and drums without mute.
Yeah.
So
I think generally it normally is always Aiden because he plays
me?
The drums.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Yeah, maybe.
Literally a matter of science. You're the loudest decibel wise.
The most annoying thing to carry: a drum stool or a double tier keyboard stand?
Stand.
Yeah.
Keyboard stand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you could add a sixth member to the band, which instrument would they play?
Bass.
Yeah. Choice, yeah.
Kick me out of my job.
You can play piano.
Yeah.
Who is most likely to forget their lead on gig night?
Didn't you do that?
Yeah, I absolutely did. I absolutely did. It was me, yeah.
So that's Rocker.
Right. Better feeling, nailing the final chord or seeing the crowd actually jump?
We couldn't see the crowd.
Yeah, definitely nailing the final chord, because at least you've got to the end, even if you played the rest
of
the piece really badly.
Yeah, final chord was super fun, because Lucy had like a big belting note, Aiden I think hit the cymbals, I was like higher up on the neck, and then Ollie I think did a big like pentatonic run, so it was good fun.
So we're just, because we have the inside scoop now, Lucy, we're just going to quickly talk about your mum. One of our amazing learning support assistants here at school. Does she ever try and give you learning support for your lyrics, or tell you to turn the volume down?
She made me send it to her, the recording that we'd done. She did give me some quite good feedback, actually, so it's quite nice, since she is musical herself.
And have you all been round her house before, like, practice?
Well, we went before the concert, I went to hers, but we didn't practice.
No, there's no room to practice.
And then, could you just be honest, I guess, if you've had this experience at the house, how's the cooking?
No.
No
oh,
good.
Oh, sorry. You asked me.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were asking them.
Okay, thank you. No, no,
cooking.
No.
Don't want to talk about it.
And just before we finish, because we've got you here, we'd like to do that last line together for the. Are we able to do like any part of the song for us on here?
Just play the air guitar.
Ollie, Aiden and I will do air instruments and only me and Lucy will sing.
What can we even, what do we do?
I don't know.
I'm ill. This is terrible.
No, don't worry. I'll put you on the spot. Don't worry about it. No, I'm just, I was pushing my luck.
Take the little brother song with a brick.
Yeah.
Right.
It's been awesome having you guys here. It's great to see that rock and roll is still alive and well in year 12.
Congratulations again on the win. We can't wait to see if the Mysterious Oysters have an album dropping, or if you're headlining a festival anytime soon.
Reading and Leeds is our next stop.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Behind the News Board. Join us next time for more stories from the heart of our school.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.